Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Follow God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
The Apostle Peter wrote over, I believe it's in 1 Peter chapter 5. It's either 1 Peter 5 or 2 Peter chapter 3. But he says, our beloved brother Paul speaks of these things, in which some of his sayings are hard to be understood, which those that are unlearned and unstable, those that are carnal, don't have spiritual understanding, rest as they do the other scriptures. Peter called Paul's writing scriptures, and he says they're hard to be understood. Peter is a guy who lived with Jesus for 3.5 years. He was with him 24 hours a day for 3.5 years, and Peter didn't understand the grace of God. Paul rebuked Peter openly. Paul had a greater revelation of the grace of God and of the true nature of Jesus than people that lived with him, because he got it by the Spirit. You can know things by the Spirit better than you can know by sight, than by feel, by touch, by your carnal mind. And the disciples depended upon these physical, natural things. Paul, the person who wrote half of the New Testament, had the greatest revelation of God, was a person that never saw him in the flesh. He saw him in a vision on the road to Damascus. But the person who didn't know him carnally with their physical mind had the greater revelation of Jesus. How did he get it? By his own confession. It came in a mystery, in the hidden wisdom that is what he said he was doing when he prayed in tongues. And I'm taking a little bit of liberty by saying that that's how he got it. There may be other things, but I believe that speaking in tongues and God just giving him wisdom was a large part of that. And this man wrote half of the New Testament scriptures, turned the world right side up, is still impacting my life and your life today because he spoke in tongues and drew out that. And brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, we are supernatural. When you get born again, you're a new creature. You have power on the inside of you. I've talked to so many people this week who came up and they were just pathetic. And I don't mean this bad, but it's like, could you please help? I can't do anything. The doctors have given up. And I understand where they're coming from, but they don't understand that they're born again. They've got the Spirit of God living on the inside of them, and yet they feel helpless. Man, we're the ones with all the power and authority. Cancer hadn't got a chance compared to you if you knew who you were and if you knew how to release it. And yet so many Christians just feel like there's nothing I can do. You don't know who you are. You haven't been praying in tongues. You haven't been getting an interpretation. It hasn't changed the way that you think. When you begin to understand this and you come up against a problem, all you got to do is just say, Father, thank you that my spirit man knows all things, and turn on the switch, start praying in tongues and believe for God to make your understanding fruitful. And I guarantee God will show you things. And you know, lots of times when I pray in tongues, I don't get anything at that moment. But then when I'm at a meeting like this, here we are praying for people, and all of a sudden the Lord starts showing me things and starts giving me words of knowledge. And I start calling out healings. Those of you that leave, you know, after we call people forward, we stay here and we pray. And we've seen some deaf people heal. We've seen, all kinds of miracles happen. There's just miraculous things that happen. And I call things out through the gifts of the Spirit and I say things. You know how that happens? Because my spirit knows this, and I pray in tongues. And I may not get anything while I'm praying in tongues last week, but then in this meeting, all of a sudden, I start having things come to me that my spirit has spoken. I have operated in it, and when I need it, God will give me that wisdom. God will show me what I need. I pray in tongues a lot. I pray in tongues all the time. And there's a lot of people that just don't understand how important this is. And this is why the devil, through religion, has fought speaking in tongues so much. People say, speaking in tongues is of the devil. Well, if speaking in tongues is of the devil, why can't you go to the bar and hear people speaking in tongues? How come when you go find prostitutes, they aren't speaking in tongues? Man, that is stupid. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 39, I believe it is, forbid not to speak in tongues. It's a command. But religion has come out and said speaking in tongues passed away with the apostles. 1 Corinthians 13 says that speaking in tongues will not pass away until that which is perfect is come. And religion has said, well, that which is perfect is the Bible. I believe that the Bible is perfect, but that's not the perfect that it's talking about, because in the same verse it says at that same time, you'll know all things and you will... I forgot the exact wording. What is it? You'll see face to face and you'll know all things. We haven't seen the Lord face to face. We don't know everything up here in our little peanut brain yet. And so until that happens, speaking in tongues is still in effect. As soon as we are translating, get our glorified body, we'll quit speaking in tongues, because you'll know all things, even as also you're known. But until then, we need to still speak in tongues. And I'm telling you, I'm talking about how to follow God's will. You have everything on the inside of you that you need to follow God's will. We just aren't using it. We love the light of our TV more than we love the light of God's Word. And we're watching other stuff. But if you would spend time praying in tongues and just getting your mind stayed on the Lord and say, God, give me wisdom. Show me what I'm speaking. Lead me and guide me. You'd find out that supernatural things would start happening. Now, let me put one qualification on this. Don't pray in tongues and then the first thought that comes to your mind, well, you know what? I think I need a new wife. And so, if it doesn't match up with the Word of God, it's wrong. I am not saying that you just pray in tongues and then the first thought that comes into your brain, you go do it. And if you're immature, and if you aren't really mature, then you know what? You need to have some people around you who are mature, who can judge whether what you're feeling is God or not. And you need to mature in this. And so there's a balance to this. But the principle I'm talking about is true. And if you would start speaking in tongues, man, instead of getting in the car and listening to junk, instead of listening to country and music, Western music about some falling off some bar stool and your dog leaving and losing your truck and everything else, pray in tongues and ask God to give you an interpretation. You're going to be sitting in the traffic anyway. Why not pray in tongues and use that time to build yourself up and promote spiritual growth and ask God to give you wisdom? You know, if you just prayed in tongues the time that you spent on the freeway, your life would change. I can guarantee you. Your life would change spending no more time than just the time that you spend sitting in traffic. It'd change your life. Brothers and sisters, there's no excuse for the way that we live. There are reasons, but there's not an excuse. If you were born again, God placed Himself on the inside of you. If you've received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you have the ability to draw it out and to flow in this and to speak in tongues. It's powerful. And most of us are losing by default just because we aren't using what we've got. Most of us don't know what we've got. We think speaking in tongues is something you do just to have a goosebump go up and down your spine and let you feel the presence of the Lord. Man, it's much more powerful than that. And there's a lot more than what I've shared tonight. But hopefully this tonight will help you. And these are some of the things that I do on a consistent basis to follow the leading of the Lord. I pray in tongues. I ask God to give me an interpretation and to inspire me. And God puts things in my heart. God's one. It was through praying in tongues that God told me we needed to start making plans for something new to accommodate our students in the growth. I could have just waited until we had 1,200 students and then one day wake up and say, whoops, where are we going to put them? But you know what? If you'll seek God, He'll tell you. The Scripture says, John chapter 16, I believe it's verse 13, that the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. You pray in tongues and He'll show you things to come. The Lord told Jamie before the stock market crashed in January of 2008, we better take our money and put it someplace else. The Lord spoke to her. The Holy Spirit showed her things to come, and we avoided the crash that everybody else had. And we invested it in a way that caused a 61% increase instead of a 50% decrease. Amen. Many of you, oh, you can't do that. That's the reason it doesn't work for you. It's because you don't believe it. But you can pray in tongues. The Holy Spirit will lead you. And I tell you what, we have God living on the inside of us. The Holy Spirit is sent to reveal Jesus, to show us things to come, to interpret this. The gift of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues and interpretation. Everything that you need to be absolutely successful is already there. It's not that we need to ask God for more, plead with Him, get somebody else to lay hands on us until they rub all the hair off the top of your head. You just need to start using what you already have. And one of the ways you do that is by speaking in tongues and getting an interpretation. Isn't that awesome? Man, that's really powerful. And if everything I've said is true, which it is, then why wouldn't you do this? Why wouldn't you do it? What in the world could keep you from speaking in tongues and believing God for an interpretation other than you just are occupied with as the stomach turns on the television? Man. There's just no good reason not to do this. Is there anybody in here that doesn't speak in tongues? You know, if you don't have this gift of speaking in tongues, you need it. Anybody in here, if that's you, I'd like you to raise your hand. We've already had 175 people receive this gift during these five services. We got a number of people here raising your hand. Praise the Lord. Also, is there anybody here who maybe you have received the Holy Spirit and you have the gift of speaking in tongues, but you can't do it for 30 minutes at a time? You just have one word or one phrase. You hadn't got free in it. Is there anybody here like that? You know what? You need to get free in it. I'd like to ask those of you who raised your hand, that whether you've already received and you just aren't free to speak in tongues, or if you haven't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and have never spoken in tongues, if you raised your hand, or if you were supposed to raise your hand but didn't do it, would you just get up out of your seat and come forward? And we want to pray with you.
This five-part series was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1067C for CD or R3211D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU16C titled The Wisdom of God in a Mystery when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. And remember, this is the last day we're making this offer available, so don't wait. Call or write today.
Let me remind you once again that today is our last day to make the teaching in this set available as a gift. And so please call or write today. And when you request these materials, also please ask someone to pray with you about receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. A lot of people just have heard of this, but they really don't understand the benefit of it, and so they aren't real motivated. If you have understood what I've talked about the last few days, then you ought to be motivated to receive this, something that will allow you to tap into the perfect mind of Christ. So please call the number and request the materials, and also receive prayer.